If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hej och hjärtligt välkommen till Travel News Podcast. Mitt namn är Viggo Kavling och jag är chefredaktör på Nordens största affärstidning för reseindustrin. För någon vecka sedan, eller 10 dagar sedan, så fick jag ett telefonsamtal från en PR-firma som undrade om jag var intresserad av att åka och testa och köra en elektrisk snöskoter. Det kunde jag naturligtvis inte säga nej till, så att då tog jag och hyrde en bil och sen körde jag upp till Sälen och Hundfjället. Där fick jag prata med en massa olika människor och här kommer mitt reportage från Hundfjället och när jag ute och åkte snöskoter.
Fanny Sjödin, hållbarhetschef på Skistar.
Du, vad innebär det att du gör hela dagarna?
Vad jag gör hela dagarna? Jag försöker transformera Skistar till ett hållbarare företag så att vi kan leverera en hållbar fjällupplevelse.
Nu har jag precis fått en kanelbulle i munnen. Det var väldigt dumt att äta den samtidigt med telefonen. Vad är det? Vi står framför en maskin här. Kan du berätta något varför du gillar den?
Just nu står vi framför världens första serieproducerade eldrivna snöskoter. Och anledningen till att jag gillar den väldigt mycket är att den har en väldigt positiv effekt på vårt klimatarbete. Den, från att gå från fossildrivna snöskotrar till eldrivna, så kommer vi minska vår klimatpåverkan med hela 11%. Så det här är liksom...
Du menar 11% på snöskoteruthyrningen eller 11% in everything Skistar?
Skistars totala klimatpåverkan. Så vår egna påverkan på klimatet, ja.
Du, jag har ju en fördom här om folk som åker snöskoter. Kommer de verkligen acceptera en elsnöskoter?
Bra fråga. Vi har haft några här som har testat den och ställt samma fråga. Eller har liksom varit vanliga skoterägare och det har varit väldigt positiv reaktion av dem också. Sen har vi själva haft den här i driften över en vecka och testat den. Och då har vi haft lite skeptiker och funderat och inte trott att den ska leverera. Men de är också nöjda och man har sett ett leende på ansiktet. Det är ju lite win-win på den här, för att den är mycket tystare. Vilket ger en helt annan naturupplevelse. Och du får inte heller den här, nu kom precis den andra snöskoten precis under intervjun.
Vi hörde den faktiskt inte riktigt.
Nej, vi hörde ju faktiskt inte den riktigt. Och det, vi kände inte heller doften av bensinen runt omkring oss. Utan nu kan vi fortsätta stå här i den friska luften. Så det, och det har uppmärksammats av de lite mer skeptiska personerna också.
Du, ni ska köpa in 50 stycken. Jag som är intresserad av ekonomi på en affärstidning tänker, har ni köpt dem eller leasar ni dem? Eller, ja, hur funkar det med sådana här apparater?
Vi ska köpa dem. Det är planen. Så vi har lagt en liksom förorder på det här, vilket vi redan gjorde för 3 år sedan. För vi såg att de var på väg. Tyvärr så kom det en pandemi där i vägen. Som gjorde...
Det har förstört lite.
Ja, det har förstört lite. Och vi kände att vi har tjatat om dem det här, att de kommer, men nu är de äntligen här. Så planen är att köpa in dem så att vi heläger dem själva.
Ja, yeah, so my name is Robert Putnam and I'm the business development manager for Taiga Motors.
And Taiga Motors, what kind of company is that?
So we're a company that is electrifying the power sports industry so that we can access the outdoors in a way that isn't also destroying it, right? So how we can get out there in a sustainable way.
Would you say that the Taiga is a startup?
Well, I'd say that we're a public company that's on the Toronto Stock Exchange for the past year. So we've gotten past that point now.
So how long time has the company been around?
We've been around since 2015.
That's not so very long time.
Not so very long time.
And why did the business start?
Well, the business started because our three founders, who are three McGill engineers, they were part of a competition, an international competition, as part of McGill. to develop an electric snowmobile, and they won the competition. So they had a design that clearly was.
And this is the result here, what we're seeing here.
This is the result of that, but after years of fine tuning it as well. Yeah. So, 7 years of improving it and testing it and working with the McGill Accelerator in Shawinigan to improve it. And this is the final result that we have here. And it's one of three snowmobile models that we have. So this one's going to be our utility touring model. We call it the Nomad. So this is going to be the workhorse, right? So especially for commercial applications such as SkiStar and such as snowmobile safaris, this is the model that they'd be looking at. And then we also have the Atlas, which is going to be our crossover trail model, and then we have the Echo, which is going to be our mountain model. So
Are you like the Tesla for snow scooters?
That's right, something like that.
And I have bought now the Tesla bike, electric bike called Van Move. And it's a little bit too complicated for the bike itself. Do you have the same problem here, or sometimes the technique? And I think the same with Tesla. It's like the technique is sometimes... how is the technique working?
You know what? After you try it, you can tell me. But I guarantee you it's going to be pretty simple.
Okay. So, okay. Then I will try it then.
Okay. That sounds good.
Okay. I will get back to you with more questions. So now I've tried it, and the snow, it was a little bit hard to turn around in the snow, but I didn't think it had anything to do with the scooter, but more with me to do with. You're selling 50 now. How big is this being in the world at the moment?
I mean, we're the only electric snow wheel manufacturer in the world, so we have a lot of pre-orders from, all across North America, across many different countries in Europe, and the rest of the world as well. So not only for snowmobiles, but also for our personal watercrafts.
How come you're the only one in the world?
We're just, we're ahead of the game, and we had the foresight, or our founders had the foresight to get started with this technology, much before all of the other manufacturers, and we've had time to fine tune it to the point that we're able to produce the product you see behind us.
And every motor company today that they make cars, they are all into electric. When are your competitors going to step in the business?
You'll have to ask them that, but I know that BRP has said maybe by 2026. We'll see if that happens.
Okay. What has the other journalist asked for smart questions that I have forgot to ask you?
I think you're one of the smartest we had today. You asked all the smart questions.
Yeah, I'm the CCO. I'm in charge of sales and marketing and charging for Taiga
Motors.
And
your name is?
Jacques Dumont.
And you're from?
From Switzerland.
I'm from Switzerland.
Yeah.
Okay. How big is this market worldwide, and how big is your slice?
Yeah, for the moment, it's just the beginning, but the market is a half a billion market, and for the moment we're just beginning, but our ambition is to take 1-2% in midterm from the market. But what is very interesting is in this market we are bringing some new customers, because 40% of our pre-order customers, they never own a sled or a PWC. That means it's a new segment. And we think it's the EV early adapters, the one that they are liking, new technology. And I think we're bringing something new in the market.
Why did you end up here in Sälen with SkiStar?
Yeah, because SkiStar was...
You phoned them or they phoned you?
Sorry, what?
Did SkiStar phone you, or you phoned SkiStar?
No, they phoned us, because I think like a few years ago, they were already in connection with my CEO, Samuel Bruno, and they are one of the first pre-order B2C partner. And I think they were already in discussion, and they support us. And this is why we are here today, because they would like to switch, on the direction of zero emission. It's part of the ambition of SkiStar, and this is exactly our vision. And I think together we can really change the direction and to support the conversion of the power sport to the electrification. And we would like to have a success with them to show to the rest of the different, you know, ski resort and classic B2C customers what we can do and the potential of our vehicles.
Now you're selling 50 scooters here to them. How big capacity, how many can you produce in a year?
You know, I cannot give you the number, but this is one of our priority because the demand is very high and we are very optimistic on the future of the company. Will be a few thousand in the near future.
Okay, have I forgotten anything smart to ask?
No, I think with all the information you get from Rob, we tackle, you know, the most important topics. I would like perhaps just to come back on the priorities of Taiga. The first one is really to ramp up the production. The second one, I think we need to increase the brand awareness of the company in the different zones. I'm talking more, you know, about North America and Europe at the beginning before Asia. And the third, we would like to be the leader in the mass production of electric power sport.
Ja, nej, men det var de här människorna jag träffade och det här var vad de sa. Så är du intresserad av snöskotrar och snö och så vidare så tycker jag absolut att du ska testa en Taiga. För att det var fruktansvärt häftigt och roligt och en helt annan körupplevelse. Det luktar mycket bättre och det låter mycket mindre. Och ja, accelerationen, den är fortfarande suveränt häftig. Så testa det och fortsätt lyssna på Travel News podcast. Går du bakåt i arkivet så finns det intervjuer med hur många människor som helst, bland annat SkiStars vd Stefan Sjöstrand. Tack så mycket och ha en fortsatt bra dag.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.